Later in the day, Governor Palin visited Wrangell to sign a boating safety bill. KSTK's Tony Gorman reports.
Governor Sarah Palin received a warm welcome Wednesday afternoon during her first visit to Wrangell. Wrangellites crowded Chief Shakes Island at the Wrangell Harbor to witness Palin sign House Bill 151 into legislation. The bill extends the statewide boating safety and education program for another year. The signing comes during National Safe Boating Week, which is used by the U.S. Coast Guard to promote boating safety awareness. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson, Mayor Don McConaughey, Wrangell Assembly members, and the U.S. Coast Guard were on hand for the signing.
This program is needed. It is so vital in a state like Alaska, as vast as Alaska, and with so many of our residents so dependent on boats for their transportation and their recreation and their livelihood.
During a ceremony, Palin referred to her commercial fishing days to express the importance of the program.
My husband Todd and I were commercial fishermen in Bristol Bay, and when we talk about boating safety and we're trying to get our kids and other kids to understand the great respect that you have for the waters in Alaska, the water is so powerful. And the water will win if you do not do all that you can in terms of being careful.
The Boating and Safety Education Program was created in 2000 in response to the state's high number of boating deaths. Alaska has one of the highest boating fatality rates in the nation. Bill 151, which was sponsored by MATSU Representative Mark Newman, will keep the program running through 2011. The program would have been over if the bill wasn't signed due to a sunset clause from previous legislation.
That would be extremely unfortunate because Alaska would no longer be eligible for the federal funding that allows the program to work, since the boating fatality rate has dropped almost 50%.
Mike Folkers is the recreational boating safety specialist for the 17th Coast Guard District in Juneau. He says the next step is to eliminate the clause from the bill and improve the Coast Guard's Kids Don't Float program.
Children grow up wearing life jackets, and it becomes almost a rite of passage to be able to take that off. You're a man when you don't have to wear your life jacket anymore. But we all know that wearing your life jacket, it helps save lives. So it's important to be a man and wear a life jacket.
After signing the bill, Palin viewed Tlingit art and culture during a tour of Chief Shake's Tribal House. Then she mingled with Wrangellites, taking pictures and signing autographs. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.